Okay, what is going on here? What's happening? Yeah, I know it's been a while. Got dust all over the mic. Ugh.
Well. I don't even know where to start, you guys. I don't even know where to begin, but welcome to the Start from Scratch podcast show. Get that right. Welcome to the Start. Man, okay. So I'm getting over a cold, okay? Getting over a little cold right now. So you gotta bear with me a little bit. Actually, I'm still sick, so let's try this one more time. Welcome to the Start from Scratch. Oh, man. See that right there? See that? You see that? You hear that? You hear it? Welcome to the Start from Scratch podcast. See, you know, I'm just going to say it regularly, okay? Welcome to the Start from Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. It's a pleasure. This is Pod 192. I apologize for my voice. Been sick this last couple weeks. Actually, I was sick a couple weeks ago, got over it, and then I was good for a week, and then jumped back on me this week. So there you go. So yeah, apologize for the voice. Pod 192. Shout out to you guys for whoever's still listening. Okay, because I've been MIA. I'll admit, you know, been MIA. You know, that's life though. That's life. Life is like a box of chocolates, right? You never know what you're going to get, okay? So, yeah, man, MIA, but, you know, like I said, life happens, and so, but it feels good to be back. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Anchor, SoundCloud, or however you've been listening. Follow us on Instagram, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word, the Start From Scratch Podcast. Gosh dang it, my voice. Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. And then you can follow us on YouTube as well, Start From Scratch Podcast. Hope you guys are doing well out there. You know, hope everything's good. Oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter, @original_TB, @original_TB. I tweet sometimes. But, yeah, man, hope you guys are doing well out there. Look, I'm doing, like I said, other than being sick, life's been good, you know. You know, life comes at you fast, but you know, if you're in California or the Bay Area, we got again what you call an atmospheric river happening right now. So it's raining. It's supposed to be raining for the next few days, off and on. Atmospheric river. Who came up with that? I know we talked about it last night. I think we had the last one was back in January, but yeah, atmospheric river, man. They didn't teach me that in school, Ben. But yeah, atmospheric river. So yeah, it's been raining. So that's cool. That's cool stuff. Flood watches, everything. So you know, buckle up if you're in the Bay Area. But I think maybe Southern Cal too. It might be affecting that as well. So if you're in California, you know, just put on your seatbelts and just buckle up for this one. Who knows where this is going? You know, 2023 is just look. I don't even gotta tell you how 2023 is going. You know how it is. You know how it's going, man. We're only in March. We just started March. Okay? Just started March. Almost the end of the first quarter. Okay? But, yes, it's going by fast. But, yeah, man, what's going on in the world? As always, nothing but craziness. I don't even know where to start, man. I'm gonna start with this. I hate to do it. I'm gonna start with this Ja Morant thing. Ja Morant, NBA player, 23 years old, third year in the league, I think. Third, fourth year. He's still on his rookie contract. One of the faces of the NBA, one of the youngest rising stars. I actually went to the Grizzlies and Warriors game. Yeah, so yeah, Ja Morant, he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. Actually, I think I went to their game on. I think they played the Warriors on Christmas. Yeah, I went to that. I went to the Was it Christmas? I think it was. I think it was Christmas. Yeah, I went to their game. You know, look, exciting player to watch. You know, exciting player to watch. He just got a Nike shoe deal. You know, he just got his first shoe deal with Nike this year. They released his first shoe. Everything was looking good for this kid. I think he was an all-star this year as well. Oh, man, this guy's been, his team's like second in the West. Bright future. Everything was going good for this guy until, it was over the weekend. He was in Denver. He's playing the Denver Nuggets, and he did. First of all, they lost the game, you know. So you know, hey, I guess he decided, hey, you know what? Had a bad game. Didn't like how we lost. I'm just assuming how he felt. He said, you know what? Had a bad game. We lost. Need to decompress. And what did he do in Colorado? He went to an adult club. An adult entertainment club. You know what I'm talking about. You know what it is. He went there and it looks like he was there with some of his friends. I don't think he was there with any teammates. So it was his friends in Denver, Colorado, somewhere over there at a strip club. And he decided he wanted to go on IG Live like most dumb kids do. I have yet to go on IG Live. I think I went on IG Live once. And look, it's great. It's great. I'm not mad at it. I just, every time I do it, I got like two people watching me. And I'm like, this is stupid. Excuse me. But yeah, usually I'm like, oh, this is dumb. Get off this. You know, it's only cool if you're a celebrity. So he did IG Live. He was in the strip club with the shirt off. It looked like he was having a good time. Who wouldn't? 23 years old, millions of dollars. Life's good. Life's good. Life's real good. And what does this Ja Morant do? He holds up a gun and flashes in IG Live. He goes, see everyone, I got a gun. And then, boom. It went viral. It went viral. I woke up that morning. I think it was Saturday morning. I said, whoa. Then I just... Because everyone's retweeting it at this point. Or reposting it. This video of Ja Morant in the club with no shirt. Holding a gun like... I can't even describe. He was happy to do it. He was just like... He was dangling the gun. Just imagine... If you haven't seen the video already, just look it up. But if you didn't have any context, he was just hanging the gun. He was just dangling the gun like, hey guys, who wants to get shot? Oh, he was just dangling like, hey fellas, if anyone wants to get shot, I have a gun. So the NBA sees this, the Memphis Grizzlies see it. Long story short, they're like, you know what, Ja, we're going to need you to sit out the next two games. So he hasn't been suspended yet. He put out a statement as soon as it happened saying, you know, I need to, you know, I take full accountability. I mean, I'm prepared for anybody. He said, I take full accountability for my actions. I'm going to work on better ways to express myself and get therapy or something like that. So he owned up to it. But, yeah, so he had the Memphis Grizzlies. They pretty much told him, hey, sit down in the next two games. The two games happened. The Denver, Colorado police did an investigation. I think they released a statement today saying, hey, we're not pressing any, you know, we're not doing any further investigations. There's nothing to see here. It's on you, NBA. Memphis Grizzlies sat him out for two games. And after that two games, they said, we're going to need you to sit out four more games. And, so I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to go until the NBA decides what they're going to do after they finish their investigation. Because when they do an investigation, you better believe they're doing an investigation. The NBA is pretty much like the FBI. You know what I'm saying? FBI and CIA work with the NBA. So this is just right up their alley. They're like, oh, Adam Silver, he's the commissioner of the NBA. He didn't even have to call anyone. They're like, hey, I need you to put some eyes on this. They were like, oh, no, we're already. As soon as it happens, like, oh, we're already on it. We've been watching him. So I mean, so yeah, you know, if you're more, if you're interested in it more, go ahead and read about it. I just spent 10 minutes on this guy, but yeah, man, look, he, hopefully he doesn't lose it all. What a poor choice to make, man. Could potentially lose everything. I mean, like I said earlier, he just got his Nike deal. And I would be shocked. And I would be shocked if I could say it. I would be shocked if Nike keeps him on contract. I don't know. We'll see. You know, because you're Nike. You can't have your endorsing, you know, someone you're endorsing be connected to guns. You're trying to sell basketball shoes, not guns. If Nike was in the business selling guns, this would be right up their alley. They'd be like, John Morant, you just became our number one, number one guy. But no, unfortunately, Nike does not sell guns. They sell tennis shoes and sports gear. So, yeah, man, look, like I said, if I were him, if I were Mr. Ja, where's Ja? Inside joke from Dave Chappelle. But if I were the league, or even if I were John Murray, I would want to sit out the rest of the year. I can't play like this right now. I need some time to go by, people to sort of forget about this through the off season, and now I can come back and play ball and try to get to some normalcy. Because what's he gonna do right now if he gets back on the court? You know how NBA players are, they be arguing with the refs. Okay, every time they, you know, they get a foul called, you know, they have disagreements. He can't, John Morant can't even look in the direction of a ref the wrong way. They're going to be like, what, you going to shoot me? Man. So, I don't know. I mean, that's just me, though. I would want to sit out the rest of the season, if possible. I'd be like, you know what, I need to get away from this right now. Because right now, it's just bad. And I'm sure, like I said, they're going to keep telling him to sit out more games until, you know, the NBA decides what they want to do. That's the final judgment when the NBA decides what they want to do about the situation. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate, and it feels like every year there's something happening with black men. So it's just something happens. You know, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Chris Rock does a special this week over the weekend. Calls him a bitch. Calls his wife a bitch. It's just ugly out here. It's just ugly right here. I'm sick. Okay, but I got to give the people what they want. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. In case you guys didn't see the Chris Rock special, Selective Outrage, I believe this was called. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm not going to, you know, go crazy about it, you know. But there were some funny moments in there for sure. It was good to see Chris Rock, you know, on stage. You know, he's been pretty consistent lately on doing a, you know, Netflix special, but this one was the first Netflix live stream special, so, you know, it came out Saturday night, so it was dope. Watch yourself. I'm not going to go all into it. I'm sure if you have by now, you've heard about it, whatever, but to tighten up, you know, to button up the last topic with John Morant, I just hope he's okay, just because it's tough enough out here. Don't make it hard on yourself, man. You went to private school. Okay? You went to private school, Ja. Don't trip. You went to private school. Okay? You don't gotta act hard. Don't act tough. You know? And get some better friends. I would not, if my homie was worth $20 million, $200, $300 million, I'm not letting him walk around with any guns. Matter of fact, and I think, you know, the live went up at like 3 a.m. Hey, John, let's go to bed. Hey, John, we don't got time, but let's go take a nap. Okay, let's go play some PlayStation. Let's go play some Metaverse, okay? Something. But yeah, man, hope he's all right. He'll be all right. You know, he's going to have to let this blow by. He's going to only time will heal this situation at this point. You know, and that's it. You know, that's it. Yeah, man, but being sick sucks, man. Being sick sucks. I haven't been able to do a lot of things I want to do right now and move around like I want to, so it's tough, man. I've been taking meds every hour on the hour. I think I just missed my next, my re-up. think I just missed Maria, but we'll get back on it. But yeah, man. But you know, and it's been tough. And it's been tough trying to sleep. But last night, I don't know what happened last night. I took an allergy pill or whatever, Advil for congestion and stuff like that, and it causes drowsiness. I took it before I went to bed. You know, I was like, I'm gonna make sure I get some sleep. And I probably had a glass of wine with it. I mean, is that illegal? is that bad? I was trying to go to sleep, man. It's been a rough week. So I had a little bit of wine. I took my little congestion medicine, and you wouldn't believe what kind of dream I had. I had a dream that I was at an MJ Michael Jackson concert, and it felt. And this is the thing: most of my dreams don't feel real. Most of my dreams are like, you know, I usually wake up like, and I don't even remember them. This one felt real. I don't know how long it lasted. I want to say a good maybe 15 minutes. 10-15 minutes, but for 10-15 minutes, I was at a Michael Jackson concert, okay, and I would have fainted, but I was already asleep. That's how dope it was. I was in that bitch screaming, you know, just hollering, Michael. He did Thriller. He was wearing the Thriller jacket. It was like I was there. I've seen him live. I was like, damn, that jacket looked dope on him. He did Billie Jean. He threw the hat into the crowd. I said, ah! For real, I swear to God. And I think it was in Hawaii. I think for some reason, I think we were in Hawaii. And this is the worst part. Like, I was having a blast, okay? Me and the millions of people, thousands of people who were watching him there were having a blast. And this is how you know it was a dream. It ends so bad. Well, obviously, Michael Jackson's not alive, so it was a dream. But this is how my dreams always sabotage me. Always something to sabotage me. I don't know why my subconscious does this to me, but the concert was going great. Everything was dope. And then the concert stopped because the promoter or whoever owned the stadium was like, it's 9:00. You got to shut it down. I was like, what? I think everyone in the arena in my dream, including myself, was about to kill this guy so the show could go on. Then I woke up. Okay, then I woke up. I was like, oh, and that was dope. I was still excited about it. I woke up and I put on my Billie Jean shoes and I did the moonwalk. Okay, I didn't know I didn't do that, but man, what a dope dream, right? I bet you never had a dream you was at a Michael Jackson concert. One of a kind. Look, one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life, if not the best. It was the best concert I went to in my life. So if you were ever fortunate to really see Michael Jackson live, I know how you feel. It was amazing. It was amazing. I pay for it. I would see that show every day if I had to, if I could. Okay, once a month. I would go every time. Every single time. Michael Jackson, do it again. Michael Jackson, do beat it. One more time. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm ridiculous. I'm ridiculous, man. What else is going on in the world? Crazy stuff. Let's see. I have no dog in this fight, but people seem to be going a little, and by people, I mean the, Latin heritage. They seem to be going a little crazy about, I guess Bad Bunny is now dating Kendall Jenner. There was a photo that was released this morning. Look at me spilling all the tea. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny were kissing. And the Latin community is up in arms. They're like, oh no, Bad Bunny, we're taking away your Latin card. You're no longer one of us. And I get it. I get it, because I think we all did the same thing with maybe not Lamar Odom when he was dating Chloe. I don't even think we gave Reggie Bush that hard of a time. We were like, that makes sense. But I do think when Kanye married Kim, I think the black community sort of felt that way too. Like, yeah, okay. I think black women were like, you know what? We're done with you, Kanye. Bye, sayonara. You are dead to us. Why am I sounding like Trump? That's what they said. At least majority of them. Some were happy for him. But I think a large portion of black women were like, oh, no. He went and got him a Kardashian. Bye. Right? But, I mean, I think that's largely because, you know, Kanye and Jay-Z were so close and he got Beyonce. So you thought he would go get him. You think he would go get a black girl too, but he, a black woman. He knew that he got him a Kardashian. And you saw, and you see how that worked out. Not too good. It didn't work out too good. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. They've been going in on Bad Bunny. If you don't know who Bad Bunny is, he's a Latin, R&B singer. Is he, or just, I'm just a Latin artist. Okay, he does R&B, he does hip hop, reggaeton. He does it all. So I mean, I don't bump his music like that. I don't slap it like that. But I know who he is. He's a pretty, you know, pretty polarizing character out there in Hollywood. But yeah, I just think it's funny that, this is their reason. I don't know what they said, because something about, Kendall has a tequila that she sells, a tequila. I forget what the tequila's called, but I guess she was in brownface marketing her tequila brand. And look, they're just not feeling you, Bad Bunny, on this move. And I mean, all he did was kiss her. All they did was see him kiss her. But boy, those Kardashians know how to get around, though, don't they? Wow, it's quite impressive. I mean, their list of guys to go at is top notch, man. I mean, because I've been on the market for a while and I don't got it, and they haven't given me a chance, so. It kind of hurts. I always thought Kim was just not going to happen. But you know, I always thought I was going to be with Courtney. You know, that didn't work out. And then I was like, okay, I'll go for the younger ones. I'll go for Kendall and Kylie. Oh, Kylie Jenner. I think, you know, she's married to Travis Scott. That opportunity is gone. And then Kendall Jenner, she's with Ben Simmons first, and she was like, oh, this guy's trash. Okay, not gonna deal with him. Then she went to Devin Booker. I don't know what happened there. Seemed like it could have worked, but she's like, psst. And then now she's apparently with Bad Bunny. She seems to like light skinned guys, don't you think? I think she likes the light skins, which is fine with me. Which is also explains why I didn't have a chance. Kylie, she seems fine with the darkies. I'm gonna get canceled eventually. I know. I can feel it. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. No, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, man. That kind of does it for me. My voice sounds terrible. I'm trying to push through. And it's just a struggle right now. But if you're listening, I appreciate you for even tuning in to the Start Fresh Podcast Show. Quick little, if you're interested in some good TV shows, I'll give you some direction, because I've been sick and I've been watching TV shows, okay? Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. I hope I'm saying it right. I hope it doesn't sound terrible. Your Honor, I think that comes on Showtime. Okay. That's Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Really good show. Highly recommend it. I think they're on season 2. And so am I. Almost done with it. Or at least caught up. And then The Last of Us on HBO Max. The Last of Us. Series just started, well, this year, maybe a few weeks ago. Really good show. I would highly recommend that one as well. Let's see. And also, shout out to Pau Gasol. No, I'm kind of hopping all over the place here. But shout out to Pau Gasol. He got his number retired on Tuesday. He got his number retired with the LA Lakers. So big shout out to him. He helped Kobe Bryant to his fourth and fifth championship ring. He got his number retired next to Kobe Bryant. So I know if Kobe Bryant were alive, he would be very proud. And I know he's for sure staring down and proud of Pau Gasol. So just had to get that out of the way. Stop it here. My voice is terrible. But thank you guys for tuning in as always. We'll try to be back next week. I'm struggling right now. Cypher Catch Podcast. Struggling. I'm out. Gosh damn.